happening. Dixie with the basketball. Parrish looks for help. Goes to Maxwell. Loses it. Maxwell picks it up on the dribble. Picked up quickly by Sosowski. Dixie looking a little shaken. To the high post, it goes to Schreiner. At the angle, it goes to Parrish. Lean in, comes back with a pass to Maxwell. Free throw line jumper, good. And Robert Maxwell gives Dixie the lead back. 41-40. Here comes Logan, ready to come off the bench. Sosowski, double-team, cross-court pass goes to Peterson. Peterson, pass at the angle to Brown. 10-footer, Brown, good. And CSI hitting their open shot. CSI with a one-point lead, 42-41. Parrish against Sosowski. To the baseline, it goes to Schreiner. Ball knocked away. There will be a foul. And it goes to Hopkins. Hopkins with his second. That's the fourth team foul on CSI. In comes Combs. In comes Logan. Out goes Hopkins. Out goes Brown. And it's out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. 42-41. CSI with the lead. The lead is seesawed here in the second half. Inbounds comes to Robert Maxwell. Back to Abraham Parrish. Back to Maxwell at the point. Free throw line, Maxwell. Back to Parrish. Has an ocean, doesn't take the shot. Whirl with a pass to Schreiner. Five-footer, no good. Tap in by Dan Bell. Right there, Dan Bell with a tap to give Dixie the one-point lead. 43-42. 13-39 left in the ballgame. Pass goes to Jeff Logan. Picked up by Henry. Clears it out to Todd Peterson. CSI with a four-corner offense, but they're trailing by one right now. Logan wants the reverse on Henry. Can't get the pass away. Pass stolen by Maxwell. Maxwell against Sosowski puts the shot up. It will go, but the foul was before the shot. Foul will be on Sosowski. That should be number three on Lowell Sosowski. And that will be, I believe, the 15th foul on CSI. Out comes Peterson. In comes number 42 for the first time, Dave Galbraith, 6'8", sophomore. Inbounds to Dixie. Henry at the angle. Dixie with a one-point lead. Cross-court to Parrish. To Maxwell at the top of the key. Backing away from trouble. To the high post, it goes to Bell. Head fakes, doesn't take the shot. To the baseline to Parrish. Pulls up with a 10-footer. Hits it. Avery and Parrish. 11 points this half, 19 on the night. Dixie by three, 45-42. And Dixie's going to have to tough this one out if they expect to win. Into that 3-2 zone. Logan to the high post to Halsey. Ball knocked away. Stolen by Parrish into the hands of Henry. 4-on-2. Lead pass to Bell. Puts it up. Foul will go to Logan. Tough call on Logan. Reached in. Got him across the wrist. And that's number 4 on Logan. And CSI wants the timeout. Bell will be shooting 2. Timeout with 12:45 left in the game. 45-42. Dixie back in 60 seconds.
Capco Petroleum in Cedar City joins with the St. George Hilton Arco and Convenience Store in helping make these game broadcasts possible for your enjoyment. Capco Petroleum and the Hilton Arco take pride in our team and are pleased to help bring these weekly broadcasts your way as Dixie College goes all out for basketball.
Fresh goodness and country charm atmosphere. It comes home to you at the Sugarloaf. Anytime, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In the tradition of a fine country kitchen, the Sugarloaf sparkles with brass, and the aroma of fresh baked bread fills the air. To us, homemade means fresh made daily, just the way you like it. The Sugarloaf. Have you tried us lately?
Dixie came from 6 points down at the end of the first half to come back within two at the end of the half. Late in the first half, CSI led by six. Dixie took a two-point lead, then grabbed the lead early in the second half, only to see CSI come back and take the lead. Now Dixie's open to 45-42 advantage, and foul trouble starting to stack up on both sides. Dan Bell, who was fouled by Logan, to shoot 1-1. First shot, no good, and Bell misses. Dixie with only the second miss on the night. Dixie shot 4-for-5 from the free throw line the first half. CSI 6-for-11. Second shot good by Bell. Bell has 3 points all in this half, and Dixie's now 2-for-3 in the second half. 6-for-8 on the night. Full court pressure again by Dixie. Hopkins in backcourt against Parrish to bring the ball into forecourt. Hopkins on the fast dribble looks for help. Dixie cutting off some passing lanes. Sosowski with the basketball. Has the notion. Doesn't take the shot. To the baseline, it goes to Hopkins. Hopkins becoming hesitant on his offense. To Logan, to the high post, it goes to Hulse. Hulse looks for help. Pass goes to Sosowski, trying to get away from Maxwell, and they call the foul on Maxwell. Maxwell with the reach in gets his first of the night, and that should be team foul number three on Dixie this half. Common foul, out of bounds to CSI. Side court in forecourt. Inbounds comes to CSI. Dixie by four, 46-42. With 12:15 left in the ballgame. And take nothing for granted in this game. CSI playing well, playing their game. It's CSI's tempo tonight. Into the corner, it goes to Hopkins. Out in front to Sazowski. Back to Hopkins at the baseline. Jump shot under pressure, no good. And they call the foul on Schreiner. Schreiner with his second personal foul, and Hopkins will shoot a couple. 46-42. Hopkins to go to the free throw line. And Dixie trying to put things together and get a little bit of daylight between themselves and the Golden Eagles. That daylight never came in Twin Falls until late in the game. Shot is up by Hopkins and short off the front of the rim. Hopkins with just three baskets on the night and a total of 6 points. Had 25 the first night against Dixie and four last time out. Shot up and good, and Hopkins duplicates Dan Bell's effort. Back to a three-point lead, 46-43, Dixie. Dixie already has scored 20 points in the second half and had only 26 in the first half. Maxwell to Henry, man-to-man defense to Parrish. Parrish against Hopkins, wants to make the move, can't get the shot away. Leaves it for Ricky Henry, out away from the action. Henry trying to find somebody underneath, gets it to Maxwell out near the 10-second line. Dixie to run the offense. Maxwell bounce pass to Schreiner, lays it up, no good, foul will go to Hulse. Reason why, Hulse got the hand in there across the wrist, and Schreiner will shoot too. Hulse now has three personal fouls. And it may come to become a case of who fouls out the most coming down the wire. At the free throw line, Steve Schreiner, good free throw shooter, averaging 9-4 as far as a point per game total on the year. And shooting 73%. Shot up and good. Schreiner, seventh point of the night. First point of the second half. Schreiner in for a foul play. Brent Stevenson. 47-43. Dixie trying to make it five, does so. Schreiner has two free throws, an 8-point total on the night. 48-43. Dixie by 5 points with 11:33 left. Start biting your nails. You might as well get in practice. It may end up that way coming down the wire. Into forecourt, Jeff Logan against that 3-2 zone. Dixie will go with his zone again. Logan at the angle. Trying to make the penetration. Makes the move. Travel call on Logan. Logan banked the shot home, but got the travel instead. Turnover by CSI, and Dixie with that zone has bothered CSI. Sazowski out. Back in is Larry Brown. Henry against full court pressure. Gets it inbounds to Parrish. Back to Ricky Henry. Leaves it for Maxwell to bring the ball up court. 11:14 left in the ballgame. 48-43. Dixie by five. Maxwell leaves it for Parrish. Parrish with 19 points on the night. Not looking for the shot this time. Henry wanting to make the move down the sidelines. It goes to Parrish in the corner. Left alone. Takes the 15-footer. No good. Rebound Bell underneath. One bounce dribble. Muscle shot no good. Bell once again. Shot no good. Tap Schreiner. Rebound taken by Schreiner. Turnaround right-hander. No good. Dixie misses the shot. Ball saved by CSI, but into the hands of Henry, who brings it home. Logan, tremendous defensive effort to save the ball, but right into the hands of Henry, who brought it in. 50-43, and suddenly the bounce is going to Dixie. And the Rebels with the 3-2 zone again. Into the corner to Brown. Out in front to Logan at the free throw line. Combs makes the move, lays it up and in. They call a foul on Combs. The basket is good. The foul after the shot. Combs gets his second basket of the night. The basket is good, but Combs gets the foul. And let's double check. That may be seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. That should be seven. So Dixie with a one-on-one situation. Dixie leads by five, 50-45 after that shot by Combs. 10:28 left in the game, and Dixie to shoot one-on-one. To the free throw line goes Avery and Parrish. Parrish, 19 points in the ball game, 11 in the second half. Is 3-for-4 from the free throw line. That's about online. Parrish actually an 83% free throw shooter. Good shooter. 50-45. Parrish needs the first to get the second. Parrish, first shot is up and good. Parrish with 20 points on the night on a 24.7 average. Avery and Parrish, All-American candidate. Dixie trying to extend out a winning streak to 17 games. Has a 16-game winning streak and a 28-1 record on the year. Looking a little more like themselves in the second half. Second shot up and good by Parrish. Dixie by seven again, 52-45. CSI is led by six. Dixie is led by eight in the ball game, and that was in the first half. Hopkins into forecourt. Dixie back into the man-to-man defense. Hopkins. Lead pass comes way out in front to Brown against Henry. Brown shoots over Henry. Shot up too long. Rebound followed by Peterson. Ball marked away. Foul will go to Dixie. And who will it be on? It may be on Maxwell. Maxwell reaching in. Knocked the ball away, but also got a little bit of the wrist. Common foul. It's out of bounds to CSI. Sosowski back in. Logan goes out. Brent Stevenson ready to come back in. And Stevenson playing with four personals. Steve Schreiner to take a breather. 10-12 left in a ballgame. Dixie by seven. CSI to inbound. Sosowski looks for help. Goes into the corner to Peterson. Peterson back into the corner to Sosowski. Dixie into that 3-2 zone. Pass. Almost stolen by Henry. Picked up by Brown. To the baseline, Sosowski. Dumps it off to Combs. Lays it up and in. Down goes Bell, and Combs does not get the foul. Combs with his third basket. Lead pass comes to Parrish. To the basket. Puts it up. It will not go. There will be a foul, and that's on Hopkins. And Hopkins has three. Hopkins has his third personal foul, and Parrish will shoot two. Dixie coming back the other way. CSI has cut the margin to five. Halsey back in. Hopkins to sit down. Combs much more active in this game than we've seen him in either of the first two games. Looking more like a young man you would say would have transferred from Oklahoma, where he played as a freshman. Parrish to shoot a couple. Parrish, 5-for-6 from the free throw line. 21 points on the night. 52-47. Dixie with the lead. Parrish, great concentration, shot good. Parrish homes in another one. 6-4-7 on the night, make it 53-47 with 9:54 left in the game, and Dixie starting to stack up some points. Already more points in the second half than they've had in the first half. Second shot up and good. And Parrish has 23 points on the night, 54-47. Dixie by 7 again. Sosowski down the sidelines to Brown, wants to make the move on Bell. Can't get the shot away. Out in front it goes to Peterson to Sosowski. At the angle, pass deflected, almost stolen by Maxwell. The loser of this ball game plays the consolation game tomorrow night. It will be 8 o'clock our time. The winner plays for the Region 18 championship and a right to go to the first round of the Nationals, which will be a bi-regional situation. Sosowski goes to baseline and misses the shot. Got away, fall away, layup. No good by Brown, but they call a goaltend. Henry got the hand on the basket, and it should have been called goaltending, and finally was. Brown getting two. 54-49. Sosowski. Brown got the 2 points on the goaltend. 54-49. Dixie by five, and Dixie may pull away. CSI into that 2-3 trapping zone. Maxwell loses the dribble, gets it to Parrish. Dixie may want to shoot free throws. Parrish back out to Maxwell. 9:14 left in the ball game. Dixie by five, not playing particularly well, although they played much better this second half. Parrish to Maxwell. CSI has jockeyed back and forth between a 7 and a 5 point deficit with Dixie. Parrish hook pass way out in front to Maxwell. A little two-man pass going now to Henry, the third man, to Parrish. Parrish wants to make the move in the lane. Follow away right-hander. Banks no good. Rebound Bell. Head fake. Puts it up. It's blocked, and there's a foul. And it will go to Combs. Combs looked like he had the clean block, but they call a foul on Combs, and Bell now will be the recipient. Bell had a block earlier in the ballgame that was clean and got called with a foul. Combs looked like he had the big spike this time and got called with a foul, and that's number two on Combs. Timeout CSI. 8:47 left in the game. 54-49. Dixie back in 60 seconds.
It's a fact that prices are lower at Outdoor Outlet. 1062 East Tabernacle in St. George. 50 quart got coolers with refreeze lid are still just $29.99. Slumber bags are priced from just $6.99. And you'll always get super low prices on tents and sleeping bags at Outdoor Outlet. So, before you step into the outdoors, step into Outdoor Outlet. Tell Terry we sent you, and he'll have a free gift for you.
Randall Distributing is a good place to buy tires. They built a new building with two bays to better serve you. Randall carries a good line of tires, Remington, Falls, and Toyo. Randall does general trucking throughout Utah, Nevada, Idaho, Arizona, and California. For car and truck tires, or to have your goods transported by truck, call Randall Distributing in the Industrial Park, or call 673-6175. Open Saturdays. Randall Distributing, 791 North, Red Rock Road.
Dan Bell to shoot a couple. First shot is up, short, falls off to the right. And Dan Bell now 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Dixie leads by 5, 54-49. But CSI starting to stack up some foul trouble. Second shot up and good. And Bell brings that one home. 4 points on the night for Dan Bell. Full court pressure by Dixie. Combs remains in the lineup, and Halsey, the big man in there also. Zuzowski into forecourt against Henry, forces the jump shot and misses. Rebound taken by Avery and Parrish. Bumped by Brown, but no foul call. It was incidental contact, really. Wise not to call the foul there. Maxwell into forecourt. CSI will go with a pressing man-to-man. Maxwell looks for help, goes to Stevenson, out away from the basket. Back to the point, it goes to Robert Maxwell. Dixie looking for the easy shot underneath. Now Dixie running the motion offense. Into the corner it goes to Stevenson, trying to get it back to Parrish on the post-up situation to Bell. Bell looks for help, out away from the action, being guarded by Peterson. Parrish comes out to the top of the key to get the basketball. Leaves it for Ricky Henry. Dixie, at the angle it goes to Dan Bell. To the baseline it goes to Brent Stevenson. Stevenson makes the move, and the foul will go to Combs. Combs just not quick enough to stay with Stevenson. Combs with his third personal foul. And Combs has had a pretty good night, 6 points. That's more than he scored in either of the first two games. And has been more active, provided a little more clogging up the middle on that defense for CSI. Stevenson with just one follow tip on the night, just 2 points, will shoot 1-1. Brent Stevenson, first shot is up and good. Brent Stevenson has his first point of the second half, 3 points on the night. Second leading scorer for Dixie, 13.4 average on the year. Dixie has 5 men averaging in double figures. Dixie out by 7 again, making 8. As Dixie has matched their widest margin, 57-49. But this was danger time last time. CSI came from an 8-point deficit to take the lead. Into the corner goes to Hopkins. Henry, all over Hopkins, no foul call. Dixie back into that 3-2 zone. Logan out away from the action, playing with 4 personals. But you pull off all the stops this time. Doesn't make much difference from here on out. 7:41 left in the game. Hopkins looking for someone to get it to. Gets it to the high post to Halsey. Back to Sizowski. To Jeff Logan. CSI gave it a shot tonight. And they're about to try it again. Derek Hopkins. Pass to the baseline to Sizowski. Banks it home. Sizowski got free along the baseline and gets the basket. And Lowell Sizowski has been a pain in the side of a lot of ball clubs this year. Gets another 2 points. Maxwell into forecourt. CSI back setting up on offense. Down the sidelines, it goes to Stevenson. Law pass underneath to Parrish. Muscle shot. God, Parrish! Got the assist from Stevenson and gets the basket. A lot of the Dixie ball players with big assist totals on the year. Parrish actually leading the team on assists. And to the baseline, it goes to Hopkins. Driving to Sizowski. Bank shot, no good. Tap, no good. Rebound taken by Parrish. Outlet pass comes to Henry. 59-51. Dixie by 8. Trying to expand it out with 6:52 left in the game. The pass goes to Maxwell against Logan. Maxwell. There's the way out in front to Bell. Bell looks for help, trying to get it to Stevenson, cutting to the basket, cannot. Now gets it to Maxwell at the top of the key. Dixie moving on offense. Much different ball club than we saw the first half. To Ricky Henry. Henry, bounce pass, goes to Parrish against Halsey. Turn around, 10-footer, will not go, but the foul will go to Halsey. And that's number 4 on Halsey. Parrish had to dip in and go right back out. Talking with the ball players at their shoot-around this afternoon, the floor, brand new floor, in excellent condition, had some spring to it. And the team likes the floor. But the rims are extremely tight. They will not help that basketball, if it bounces on the rim, help it fall down through. Parrish, to shoot a couple, is 7-for-8 on the night. And has 17 points in the second half. Shot up, soft, and goes. As sure as I say that, that one hangs on the rim and finally gets drawn down through like a magnet. 60-51. Dixie by 9 points. Trying to make a 10. Avery and Parrish trying to give Dixie a double-figure lead and does so. Parrish on the night has 19 points in the second half. 27 on the night for Avery and Parrish. 61-51. Pass down the sideline. Stolen by Maxwell. Lead pass comes to Parrish against Peterson, who lays it up and in. Parrish may have twisted his ankle. Nope, comes up okay. Came up flipping initially. Ball knocked away by Parrish. Picked up by Henry. Henry almost loses the ball. Saves it. Midcourt taken by Parrish. And the foul will go on home, and it may go on Brown. Parrish and Brown going after the basketball. Brown comes up limping. Parrish goes down and now tries to repair the dent in the floor. Parrish with 29 points and came up limping. The foul is on Larry Brown. Wild and woolly basketball. Henry saved the ball from going out of bounds, and Parrish trying to save it the second time ended up scuffing his knee. Parrish is up and may have hurt the toe. as he went down hard, ended up on top of Brown. Brown got called with a blocking foul, and it was strange. It was tough to call anybody with a foul on that one. Brown now has four. Parrish to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Parrish ended up with 40 points the first time out against CSI, had 30 in the second half after a 10-point first half. Parrish trying to walk off what may be the first injury for Parrish outside of his hand in his career at Dixie. Had the strained right hand earlier in the year, midway through the conference season. At the free throw line, Abraham Parrish to shoot 1-1. 63-51, Dixie by 12 and trying to break it open. 6:07 left in the game. Dixie wants to make it 17 in a row and have a shot at the Region 18 title. Parrish, shot is up and short, but hangs and falls. Once again, the rims that are tight and not forgiving for Gabe. Eight straight in the second half. Free throws, that is. 10-9. On the night for Abraham Parrish. Add that to 10 baskets and 30 points for Abe. 64-51 in the leading career scorer at Dixie College. Trying to give one more, has it? Parrish with 9-9 in the second half. Parrish putting together a great second half. 23 points in the second half. 65-51, Dixie by 14. CSI sends Jeff Logan in. Long jump shot, Brown. Too long. Rebound tapped around off the hands of Stevenson. Taken by Logan. Shot no good. Rebound crashing the board. Stevenson loses the ball, and the foul will go to Stevenson as Logan tries to go to the basket. Stevenson, tremendous effort on the rebound, gets called with his fifth personal foul. And Stevenson, who is a partial entity against CSI in Twin Falls, finishes with 5:49 left in the game, fouls out of the contest with a basket and 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Not his all-time best performance. In fact, except for the 2 points Stevenson had against Utah Tech, is matching his lowest performance of the year. Timeout with 5:49 left in the game. 65-51, Dixie back in 60 seconds.
Bradshaw Ford and RV asked me to try out a Ford Tempo or a Mercury Topaz. Well, I ended up with the Topaz. Now, the Topaz is basically the same as the Tempo, only with a little more luxury. This car gets out and moves. It handles like a sports car, gets around 30 miles to the gallon around town yet, and has plenty of room on the inside. What else could you want? Try 8.8% financing. You can get 8.8% financing on a Tempo or a Topaz at Bradshaw Ford and RV.
You know, some food chains stretch their hamburger and get 9 per pound. Some 8, some 7, but A&W gets 6 to a pound. And that's why A&W says the meat is here. Get your money's worth. Enjoy an A&W burger that satisfies both as to taste and quantity. For the ultimate, try A&W's 1/3 pound double cheeseburger and bacon. Enjoy it with a big, frosty A&W root beer or an A&W milkshake. Unquestionably the best milkshake in town.
To the free throw line goes Jeff Logan for CSI, the 6'4 sophomore transfer from Fullerton State. Logan with a 9-point night at within one of his best performances against Dixie. Shot good, now it matches. Had 10 points in the first ball game. Cuts the margin to 13, 65-52. Dixie is slowly pulled out to a 14-point lead. Second shot by Logan, good. And Logan has 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Stevenson is out for the night now. Pass through the hands of Maxwell. Maxwell couldn't hang on to it. And just when you start to breathe easy, here comes CSI again, and Dixie makes a key mistake. They haven't made too many in the second half. 65-53, Dixie by 12, and here comes CSI. They have to put it all out now. Brown shot up, no good. Rebound up over the back is Halsey. Halsey with his fifth personal foul. We have that as 5. And to the free throw line will go Schreiner. So now ball players starting to fall by the wayside. 5:39 left in the ball game, and Halsey, who had 20 points in St. George, finishes with 2 field goals and misses his only 2 free throws on the night. Halsey will be a big loss for CSI. He takes up a lot of space underneath and gets some key rebounds. Into the lineup comes number 32, Todd Peterson. Peterson, Sosowski, Hopkins, Brown, and Logan, and Schreiner to shoot 1-1. First shot up short, rebound taken by Hopkins. So don't breathe easy yet. 5:35 left in the game, and everybody's still playing full out. Hopkins looking for help. Leaves it for Sezowski. Sezowski almost loses it into backcourt. Sezowski against Parrish. Whirls to the basket. Layup shot good, and suddenly it's back to a 10-point lead. Sezowski, 11 second-half points. Inbound pass comes to Parrish. Bounce pass to Bell. Bell juggles the ball. Travel call by Dixie. Here comes Dixie once again. They had the 8-point lead in the first half, only to see CSI come back. Had the 14-point lead in the second half, and now CSI 4 unanswered points. Here comes Combs into the lineup, going out as Hopkins. Drinkle has had a revolving door for his CSI team at that scorer's table tonight. Sezowski against Parrish. Whirl can't get the shot away to the baseline. It goes to Peterson. Peterson looking for the shot to the baseline to Brown. Brown pass, cross court, deflected, taken by Combs. Out in front to Logan. Ball knocked away by Maxwell. Picked up by Logan again. Logan gets it to Peterson. Time is in Dixie's favor. 4:54 left. Combs against Schreiner, and they call the foul on Schreiner. Schreiner picks up his third personal, and Combs will shoot two. Combs has not been the best free throw shooter of the year for CSI. But just as soon as you say that, they usually get red hot. 65-55, the second game tonight, which we will not broadcast, but we will bring you the results as soon as they are available. We'll pit Snow against North Idaho. Winners play winners, losers play losers tomorrow night. Combs shot up and good. Combs, 7 points on the night. 5 unanswered points by the Eagles. 65-56. Shot by Combs. Up and no good. Rebound. Finally gathered in by Home. They call a foul on Brown. And that should be 5 on Larry Brown. Brown and Bell going after it. And Brown has fouled out with 4:47 left. Dixie may be looking for attrition now to take its toll on CSI. 8 points on the night for Brown. Brown at 24 in the first game, 15 last time out, and 8 points tonight. Abraham Parrish, acting like the captain, one of the co-captains, he is, talking to Dan Bell, giving encouragement. Steve Schreiner over to talk to Neil Roberts. Into the lineup comes Bill Olson to replace Brown, gathers the team together, and Bell to shoot 1-1. Bell tonight is 2-for-4. Has a total of 4 points, 65-56. Dixie's gone a while without scoring. 5 unanswered points by CSI after Dixie had a 14-point lead. First shot is up and no good. In and out. Rebound taken by Combs. Here comes CSI and Dixie. Shooting hot and cold tonight. Sezowski to the basket for 2. And Dixie playing a little matador defense that time. Suddenly 7 unanswered points. 65-58. Maxwell into forecourt to Henry. Dixie may play a little keep away now to Dan Bell. Ball knocked away in the backcourt, taken by Maxwell. Maxwell against Logan. Drives, lays it off to Bell, puts the shot, no good. They'll call the offensive foul on Maxwell. Maxwell with 3. Dixie wants the timeout. 4:18 left, and the ball game is starting to slip away if Dixie cannot stop the tie. 65-58, timeout. Dixie with the lead back in 60.
You and Pratt and Lambert paint together, a combination that means colors you'll love to live with, because in decorating, color is everything. Use it creatively to express your personality, to create a mood, enhance your prized possessions. Whatever your color preferences, from sweet to bold, get precisely what you want from Pratt and Lambert, the leader in paint color technology. See these colors at Jones Paint and Glass at 596 East Tabernacle in St. George. Jones Paint and Glass.
Osco Drug, America's drugstore in St. George, brings you big, big values. You get more for your money at Osco Drug. A mini jogger exerciser to help you burn those calories is just $17.88. Skaggs Oyster Shell Calcium Plus D tablets, just $1.99 for 250. A Proctor 2-slice toaster is now just $9.88. You save over $5. Check the Spectrum supplement for more money savers this week at Osco Drug in St. George.
5:58. Dixie with a 7-point lead, and this may be shades of the Odessa game right now. Dixie had the 14-point lead, 7 unanswered points by CSI. Sezowski will be called for traveling as Robert Maxwell got in the way of Sezowski. Fred Trinkle wanted a foul on Maxwell, but Maxwell got there and Sezowski ran him down. Neil Roberts may have been looking for the offensive foul on Sosowski. Turnover by CSI. Full court pressure by the Golden Eagles. Inbound comes to Ricky Henry. Henry against Sosowski. Gets it to Maxwell against Logan. CSI with 4 minutes left. Dixie with a 7-point lead and trying to nurse it. Had a 14-point advantage. Pass goes to Henry. Henry against Sosowski to Maxwell. Dixie's clock in Dixie's favor. Pass goes to Parrish against Combs. Parrish double-team trying to get the ball away, trying to get the pass away. Will not. Bounce pass goes to Maxwell. Maxwell almost clipped by Logan. Gets the pass to Bell, and Dixie may put it into the deep freeze right now. 3:36 left in the game. Henry leaves it for Dan Bell. They want to get the layups, and that's it. Bell trying to get it to Parrish. Bell gets it to Parrish at the baseline. Whirls against Combs. Parrish bounce pass goes to Schreiner. Out in front it comes to Maxwell. 3:23 left in the game, and Dixie trying to nurse out a win tonight. 65-58. Parrish, cross-court, it goes to Schreiner. Parrish leaves it for Henry. Lackadaisical pass, and the foul will go to Logan, and that's number 5 on Logan. Almost a steal by CSI. Logan will foul out with 3:12 left in the game. Nope, they have that as 4 on Logan. I have that as 5, but that's only 4 on Logan. And Henry to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Henry with 10 points on the night. All from the field. Needs the first to get the second. Shot by Henry. Good. Ricky Henry. Ends a 7-point string by CSI. Dixie, 66-58. Back out to an 8-point lead. CSI led by 6. Late in the first half. Dixie is led by 14. Second shot good. Dixie out by 9 points, 67-58, and Logan to bring the ball into forecourt. Dixie back into that 3-2 zone. Logan, jump shot from the free throw line, good, and Jeff Logan drops it home. Good perimeter shooter. Henry into forecourt, 2-on-1. Henry bounce pass to Bell. Bell layup shot, good. Henry with the assist and Bell with the basket. Bell with 6 points on the night, 69-60. Dixie by 9 again, 2:48 left in the game. Logan, jump shot from 25, good. Logan letting fly. CSI just letting everything hang out right now. Henry breaks the press into forecourt. Will be chased by Logan. Bounce pass. No, he doesn't get it away. Now to Maxwell. Triple team gets it to Henry. Henry being chased by Combs. Henry bounce pass to Parrish. 5-footer short. Tap by Parrish. No good. Rebound Schreiner. Foul may go to Parrish. On the back. Yes, it is. Parrish complaining that he was hit across the wrist, but they'll call the foul on Parrish from behind going after the rebound, and that's 3 on Parrish. 69-62, Dixie by 7. 2:25 left in the game. Dixie has not consistently outplayed CSI tonight, although they have done it most of the second half. 2:25 left in the ball game. Olsen out. Back in comes Peterson. Sosowski, Peterson, Hopkins back in. He's the man that's back in. Combs to shoot it 1-1. Combs is 1-for-2 on the night. Not a good free throw shooter. Shot is up and no good. Rebound. Schreiner knocked out of bounds by Sosowski. So it's out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. Combs has missed 2 straight. Full court pressure by CSI. 2:23 left in the game and Dixie by 7. Bell inbounds to Parrish. Parrish against Peterson. Suddenly the horse race is on. Parrish goes around Peterson. Bounce pass to Schreiner to the basket for 2. Schreiner with the basket. Parrish with the assist. And Schreiner has 10 points on the night. 71-62. Dixie by 9 points. And it's getting very dry up here for me. Shot by Logan. No good. Rebound taken by Parrish. Dixie with the basketball and a 9-point lead. A minute 57 left. Pass to the baseline goes to Schreiner. Cross court pass to Parrish. Almost stolen by Hopkins. Parrish whirls, bounce pass to Henry along the baseline. Layup, good. Foul will go to Hopkins. Henry with the basket. Parrish with the assist. And Hopkins with personal foul. Number 4. To the free throw line, Ricky Henry to shoot 1. 73-62, Dixie out in front again by 11, and now you can start to breathe a little easier. Henry shot good. Henry, the pressure man down the wire, has 15 points on the night. 74-62 with a minute 41 left. Hook pass in deep, and Jennifer Hopkins gets away, picked up by Olsen, and lays it up and in. Olsen along the baseline. CSI has shot a lot of layups tonight. Dixie against full court pressure. Inbounds comes to Maxwell. Maxwell head fakes. Trying to get up court, spilling backcourt, almost loses the dribble, gets it to Parrish with a minute 22 left. Dixie by 10. 74-64. Parrish down the sidelines to Schreiner. Lob pass intended for Henry. Deflected and stolen by Logan. Logan at the baseline wants to make the move. Lean in with the right hand. Partially deflected. Taken by Peterson. Peterson banks it home. CSI with a basket. Timeout called by CSI, and that should be their last. With a minute 5 left, 74-66 Dixie. Back in 60 seconds.
Capco Petroleum in Cedar City, along with a Stop and Shop at 800 East St. George Boulevard, supports basketball and Dixie College. They wish them the very best in this sport, and they take great pleasure in helping bring the game broadcasts to you for your enjoyment. That's Capco Petroleum in Cedar City, in conjunction with the Stop and Shop in St. George.
Fresh goodness and country charm atmosphere. It comes home to you at the Sugarloaf. Anytime, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In the tradition of a fine country kitchen, the Sugarloaf sparkles with brass, and the aroma of fresh baked bread fills the air. To us, homemade means fresh made daily, just the way you like it. The Sugarloaf. Have you tried us lately?
If you haven't been to the Outdoor Outlet at 1062 East Tabernacle Street in St. George yet, what are you waiting for? They always have super low prices store-wide, and they have just received a big new shipment of Dutch ovens, coolers, and hammocks. You just can't beat Outdoor Outlet, and there's no use trying. Sweatpants in assorted colors are now $5.99. Crew neck shirts are also $5.99, and hooded sweatshirts are $7.99. Browse Outdoor Outlet. See the values for yourself. That
back into the lineup, three-guard offense for Dixie, and with 50 seconds left, Dixie playing a little game of keep-away. 74-66, Dixie by 8. The foul will go to Olsen, 1-1. For Ricky Henry, Henry with a chance to extend out his free throws. Henry has 15 points on the night against CSI. So far this year, Henry had 8 points last time out, and the first time out had 17 with a big second half. Henry to shoot 1-1, 41 seconds left. Dixie by 8 points. And everything seems tenuous tonight for some reason. Dixie has played in spurts, shot up short. Rebound tapped around, taken by Suzowski. Foul will go to Henry. Henry in backcourt commits his third personal foul, trying to follow. And so Suzowski will have a chance to score for CSI. And that's what Dixie did not want to have do happen, is CSI to have a chance to score. With the clock stopped, 74-66, Suzowski at the free throw line, who has been deadly, has 13 points in the second half, 18 on the night, is 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Shooting one, needs the first to get the second. Shot is good. Suzowski, hard-nosed young man from Gary, Indiana, 6 feet 4, almost 6 feet 5, works hard, part of the heart and soul of the CSI team. Shot up, no good, in and out, rebound brought down by Henry. 7-point lead by Dixie. Wade in backcourt. Gets the pass to Parrish. Suddenly it's 3-on-1. Parrish to Schreiner, and Dixie will play keep away again. Back to Wade with 28 seconds left. Down the sidelines to Henry. Dixie wants layups, if anything. Out in front it goes to Maxwell. Down the sidelines to Schreiner. Schreiner has the pass. Gets to Henry, and the foul will go to against Olsen, I believe, again. And Henry will shoot 1-on-1. Let's see if it's 1-on-1 or 2. It's Olsen with his second personal. Henry to shoot 1-1, 74-67. Henry has been an inconsistent free throw shooter, really struggled in pressure situations first part of the year. But late in the season has come on strong. 74-67, Dixie by 7 points with 17 seconds left. And Henry to shoot 1-1, needs the first to have the second. Henry with 15 points on the night, missed the first half of the 1-1 last time out. First shot, no good. Long rebound. Brought down, Henry misses the front end of the 1-on-1 twice. 12 seconds left. To the baseline, it goes to Olsen. Shot up, no good. Rebound, battle for Hopkins. Puts it up and in. Dixie with the basketball and the clock running. 4 seconds left. Parrish inbounds to Maxwell. Maxwell with 1 second left hangs on, and Dixie wins by 5. 74-69. Dixie will go to the championship of Region 18. Dixie with their 17th consecutive win, and it was a tough one tonight against CSI. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be back with the final scoring total.
Where can you buy cement, chain link fencing, tires, batteries, laundry detergent, and go to get your goods transported throughout Utah, Idaho, Nevada, Arizona, and California? Why, at Randall Distributing. That's where, 971 North Red Rock Road in the Industrial Park. To better serve your needs with tires, Randall has built a new building with two bays. Randall has always done a great job with General Trucking and always serves you with a smile. Randall Distributing, 791 North Red Rock Road, or call 673-6175. Open Saturdays.
Bradshaw Ford and RV asked me to try out some more of their vehicles, only this time Bradshaw Ford had me pick on the ones that are available for 8.8% financing. Right now, you can get a new Ranger pickup, a Ford Tempo, or a Mercury Topaz at just 8.8% financing. Now, I tried the Topaz, which is just like the Tempo, only with a smidgen more luxury. If you want the feel of the road with economy in the gas tank and room on the inside, try a Tempo or a Topaz. You'll be convinced at Bradshaw Ford.
When you stretch a pound of meat to make 8, 9, or even 7 burgers, you just can't compare with A&W's, because A&W uses a pound of meat to make just 6 burgers. Yes, the meat is here at A&W. For a ravenous appetite, try their 1/3 pounder. It's their bigger, beefier double cheeseburger with bacon, 100% pure beef, rich melted cheese, lettuce, and fresh red ripe tomato with sauce. Ooh, yes. Let's head for A&W.
Yes, fairly fast, because this phone will need, our line will need to be used by the Snow College broadcaster to bring the Snow CSI game, or Snow North Idaho game, to the listeners in the Manti area, Manti and Ephraim area. Let's take a quick look at the final scoring totals for College of Southern Idaho, ending up on the short end of a 74-69 game tonight. Dixie did not particularly look well. They looked good at one point, led by 8, 17-9, only to see CSI come back and take a 6-point lead in the second half, or late in the first half. Dixie closed out to within 2 at the end of the first half. Jumped out early on CSI to begin the second half. Abraham Parrish putting on a clinic in the second half. Then tried to come back. CSI came back, got the lead. Then Dixie took a big advantage up to 14 points. Mid had to hang on as Southern Idaho came back to try to make the run again. And Dixie, let's take a look at the final scoring totals for CSI off the bench. Aaron Combs, 3 field goals, 1 for 3 from the free throw line, a total of 7 points. Good night for Combs. Phil Olson hit a basket for 2 points. Dave Galbraith played briefly, did not score. Mike Miller played a little bit in each half and did not score. The big man off the bench was the man that normally starts, Lowell Sosowski. Came off the bench and hit 14 points in the second half, finished the night with 7 field goals, 5 for 8 from the free throw line, and a total of 19 points for Sosowski. Among the starters, Jeff Logan finished with 5 field goals, 5 for 5 from the free throw line, and 15 points. Logan shooting is what kept CSI back in the ballgame, coming down the wire. For Larry Brown, 4 field goals, total of 8 points on the night. Derek Hopkins, 4 field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 9 points. For Todd Peterson, 2 field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 5 points. Kevin Hulsey fouled out of the ball game, 2 field goals, total of 4 points. Larry Brown fouled out of the ball game with just 4 field goals and 8 points. For Dixie, Brent Wade did not score in his time in the ball game. Off the bench, Steve Schreiner hit 4 field goals, 2 for 3 from the free throw line, and a total of 10 points off the bench. Robert Maxwell finished with 3 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 8 points. Brent Stevenson fouled out of the ball game with 5:49 left. A field goal, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 4 points. And that was his point total on the night. We have Neil Roberts crawling under our low bridge to get to the postgame interview. Neil, a little bit of nail biting time tonight.
Boy, it was. CSI played extremely well. For some reason, we were a little lethargic tonight, especially in the first half. But when you can beat a team as good as CSI and not play your best basketball game, shows more character to me than when you're playing really well and things go really smooth. But they had to reach down to find a little extra tonight. And it was neat to see the guys that came to the forefront and said, we are not going to lose. We've come this far. We're not going to let this slip away. So maybe we got the one game that we weren't as sharp as we should have been out of the way. We play well tomorrow.
At the halftime. Was that what you were talking about? You've come this far. Don't let us slip away.
No, not at all. We just, you know, you take each game one at a time, and we've tried to do that all year long, and I think that's a little too much pressure to say, you know, you work so hard, don't let yourself down, because they were trying as hard as they could. It just, it wouldn't fall into place all the way for them, but, you know, the second half, we really had good shot selection. We missed a lot of front ends going down the wire, and if we'd have got those in, I think, you know, we're looking at a 15-point win, and to beat CSI on a neutral point, a neutral court by that far, I'll take that any time, but we played without Brent Stevenson the whole ball game. He was in foul trouble from the onset. And Maxwell had a tough shooting night, the first half, and then he came out second half and really played well. But going down the wire, I really was impressed with their ability to pass. They penetrated, got the ball to the open guy, didn't get hesitant with taking it to the hole, and we maintained our 5-7, 9-point lead going. It really mattered.
Parrish put on the clinic. Steve Schreiner, good performance off the bench.
You know, Steve Schreiner, especially in the first half where he came down and hit the three big jumpers that kept us in and did a good job. Plus, he boarded pretty well, and he made a couple of mistakes, threw the ball away, but who doesn't make mistakes? And Steve Schreiner's really a quality player. Plus, he's playing with a broken blood vessel in his finger. It's really painful.
Tomorrow night, you'll have either snow or North Idaho. Care to make any predictions?
Oh, you've got to go with North Idaho here on their own floor, and I'm sure they watched us play and are licking their chops because we didn't play that well. But our players are very confident. They think that they can. They feel good about getting this one out of the way. And I have no idea what North Idaho is like, and I'm anxious to watch him play.
Coach Neil Roberts, congratulations on the victory, and you probably earned a well-deserved shower and a good meal tonight.
Well, I think they all did tonight. Thanks, Larry.
Final scoring totals for Dixie now. Brent Wade did not score. We mentioned Steve Schreiner, 4 field goals, 2 for 3, a total of 10 points. Brent Stevenson fouled out with a basket, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 4 points. Ricky Henry, good performance, 6 field goals, 3 for 5 from the free throw line, total of 15 points. Dan Bell did all of his scoring in the second half, 2 field goals, 2 for 5 from the free throw line, a total of 6 points on the night. And Abraham Parrish, what else can you say? Finished with 10 points. Had 11 for 12 from the free throw line and a total of 31 points on the night. Tremendous performance, 23 in the second half. Dixie will meet either Snow or North Idaho tomorrow night, 10:45 broadcast time. We've got to sign off now so Snow can get on with their broadcast. Larry Jewell, thanking you for being with us. Final score once again, Dixie beats College of Southern Idaho, extends the record to 29-1. Dixie 74, CSI 69. Till we hear from each other again. Take care now, you hear?
Right now, you can save in a big way at Bradshaw Ford and RV when you purchase a new Ford Tempo Mercury.
They call the reach-in, whether there is any contact, just reaching, and Maxwell has his 4th personal foul. Maxwell did not make contact, but they call the reach-in, and Neil Roberts pleading with the officials. That's team foul number 2 on Dixie. Let's double-check. The pass intended for Fendler, almost thrown away, picked up by Meyer in the corner, and Meyer gets called with the offensive foul. Turns and throws the elbow, and Meyer has 3. Big foul trouble for North Idaho. Meyer with 3. Stevenson and Maxwell on the bench with four for Dixie. Rimblard on the bench with four for North Idaho. 47-44, Dixie by three, and Dixie with a basketball. Wade into forecourt, replacing Maxwell to Ricky Henry. Out in front it goes to Bell. Bell trying to find Parrish, cannot, to Ricky Henry. Henry, long jump shot. Good, Ricky Henry. With only his second basket of the night. 7 points, 49-44. They turned the air conditioner on. You can feel it, but they've opened all the doors. 49-44, Dixie by five. That matches the largest margin again. Meyer trying to back in against Schreiner. Schreiner trying to hold his ground. Miller's running right-hander, no good. Meyer up over the back, no foul call. Rebound, deflected, and brought down by Henry, and they call out of bounds. Henry hit the end line. Meyer went up over the back of Schreiner, and no foul call. It's out of bounds to North Idaho. Technical on Ricky Henry. Dixie struggling against the officials suddenly. And Brent Wayne getting some instructions from Neil Roberts. It will not cost Dixie more than 1 point because North Idaho had the ball out of bounds anyway. Fedler to shoot is 2 for 4 from the free throw line tonight. Dixie leads by 5, rank it 4 as Fedler gets his first point of the second half. 5 points on the night for Steve Fedler. It's out of bounds at midcourt for North Idaho. Millis to inbound. Millis, stringy, 6'6 ball player. Inbound, comes to Fedler. Back to Millis. Millis looks for help. Trying to find Meyer underneath. At the point, it goes to Bryant. Back to Millis. Millis, lob pass intended for Meyer, knocked away by Schreiner. Out of bounds to North Idaho. Meyer getting frustrated with the pressure. Let's see what sort of frustration that brings. 15-40 left in the ballgame. Inbound comes to Meyer. Turnaround right-hander blocked by Henry. They call a foul on Henry. Henry has his third personal foul, and Dixie, with what looked to be a clean block by Henry, and Meyer will shoot two. And Neil Roberts up and frustrated. 49-45, Dixie trying to nurse a 4-point lead with 15:37 left in the game, and Meyer to shoot a couple. Meyer is 4 for 5 from the free throw line tonight. Shot is up, and no good. 4 for 6. 15:37. Left in the ballgame, and Meyer trying to cut the margin to 3. Dixie had a 5-point lead at 1 point. Shot is good, and Meyer has cut it to 3. Parrish to Henry. Parrish has been bottled up, only 8 points on the night. To Wade. Wade looks for help, leaves it for Abraham Parrish. Has not had the jump shot. Parrish a little hesitant tonight to Dan Bell at the baseline. Out in front it comes to Steve Schreiner. Schreiner leaves it for Brent Wade. Dixie to Abraham Parrish, makes the move on Millis along the baseline to Schreiner. Schreiner whirls with the right hand up. It will not go, but there will be a foul, and it may be. Let's see if it's on Bryant. No, it's on Bryant. It may have been on Meyer. Correction is on Allen Phillips, and that's 3 on Phillips. 15-14 left in the ballgame. Let's double-check our foul total this second half. That is the second team foul on North Idaho for Dixie. We have 1, 2, 3 team fouls in the second half. Schreiner to shoot a couple. First shot up and good. And Steve Schreiner, who came off the bench for 10 points last night, averaging 9-4 on the year, has 9 points tonight. Dixie has the 4-point lead, 50-46, make it 51-46. Schreiner, true to form, has 2 free throws. Dixie by 5 again. Fedler into forecourt. The pass down the sidelines goes to Phillips. Phillips looks for help. Out in front it goes to Millis. North Idaho. Trying to direct traffic around. They want that half-court game, and that's what they have right now. To the baseline, it goes to Millis. Jump shot, short. Rebound, battle for Meyer has it and puts it in. Long rebound just came out to Meyer, who happened to be standing at the right place at the right time. Dixie leads by 3, 51-48. Wade, bounce pass goes to Parrish. Parrish penetrates, bounce pass intended for Bell. Deflected, out of bounds. Turnover by Dixie. Dixie looking a little tight with their passing again. And North Idaho coming back again. Fedler against Brent Wade. Dixie with some big foul trouble, but North Idaho has some of their own. Fedler down the sidelines. It goes to Millis. Millis looks for help. Millis dribbles in, leaves it for Bryant, who takes a jump shot and hits it. Bryant cuts the margin to 1, and Paul Bryant off the bench has 3 baskets. 51-50. Dixie by a narrow 1 point with 14:20 left in the ballgame. Wade at the point goes to Ricky Henry at the angle. Henry to the baseline to Steve Schreiner, trying to find Bell underneath. Cross-court pass goes to Parrish. Parrish in the lane, turnaround jump shot from the free throw line, no good. Rebound taken by Fedler. Outlet pass to Bryant. Bryant against Wade, lays it up and in, and North Idaho has the lead. Here comes Dixie. North Idaho with a 52-51 lead. Six unanswered points by the Cardinals. Wade is blocked by Bryant. And that's number one on Paul Bryant. Brent Stevenson ready to come back in. With 13:52 left in the ball game, 52-51 Dixie, trailing North Idaho. And Avery Berry complaining again that his arm was bumped, his elbow was bumped. It's a common foul. It's out of bounds. That's only the third team foul. Fewer fouls this second half, but there is enough foul trouble on both sides to send home by semi-truck either way. Inbounds against that 2-3 zone. Ricky Henry with the basketball. North Idaho just clogs the middle with that zone more than anything else. At the angle, it goes to Ricky Henry. Henry has the notion, doesn't take the shot. Bounce pass indeed goes to Parrish. Whirls on Meyer. Turnaround right-hander, no good. Rebound Henry in the lane. Leans in, tries to put it up, and they will call the foul on North Idaho. Who gets it? Bryant trying to get it. Raises his hand, and it will go instead to Nillis. And that's number one on Nillis. And two shots, I think, coming up for Ricky Henry. Or do they rule on the rebound? No, they say on the rebound. Neil Roberts, the official, wants a timeout for a minute. Apparently, Fedler may have had his nose bumped or his eye poked in that melee underneath, as there is a pretty good crunch underneath, and Fedler is looking exhausted. Into the lineup comes Rimblert, and Fedler trying to come out. 52-51, it's out of bounds to Dixie. North Idaho. Apparently there has been a timeout. 13:34 left in the game. 52-51. Stevenson called for a foul. And Stevenson is gone with 13:06 left in the game. Tough call as Henry had people on him. And Stevenson, as he went to the basket, was called for the foul. And Neil Roberts, upset, up and upset. 52-51, North Idaho out in front and with the basketball. And Neil Roberts pleading with the officials as Dixie has not made the adjustment. They call it a little differently here in the Northwest. Nillis inbounds to Meyer. Dixie with big foul trouble. Rimbler playing with four personal fouls. Wade to put some pressure on Bryant with 12:59 left in the game and North Idaho by one. Down the sidelines it goes to Phillips. Phillips to Nillis. Nillis wants to get the shot. Back to Phillips at the angle. Jump shot by Phillips up short. Rebound taken by Henry. Henry fires out to Brett Wade. Wade into forecourt challenge by Rimbler. Wade, palm pass goes to Ricky Henry. Dixie not shooting that well from out in front. Avery and Parrish struggling with the pass. Underneath it goes to Henry. He's got him. No good. Foul will go to Meyer. And that's four on Ben Meyer. Meyer went up to try to block the shot. Committed the foul. And that's number four on Meyer. To the free throw line goes Ricky Henry to shoot a couple. Big foul trouble for North Idaho. And we may have both big centers sitting on the bench soon. Neil Roberts now wants to challenge Sven Meyer. You can see it. Ricky Henry to shoot a couple. Henry with 7 points on the night. First shot is up, short, hangs, and will not fall. Bounces around. The best that Henry can do is tie the ball game with 12:34 left. Henry, 3-for-5 from the free throw line. Williams about ready to come in. Shot for Ricky Henry. Up and no good. Henry misses two. And Dixie suddenly struggling against North Idaho. 12:29 left in the game. Bryant against Wade. Double team. Cross-court pass goes to Rimbler. Rimbler against Wade wants to make the move. Rimbler backing in, takes a shot over Wade and hits it. Rimbler with four baskets. Make it 54-51, the widest margin of the game for North Idaho. Parrish at the angle against Nillis. They call a foul on Schreiner underneath against Meyer. And it's a case now of Dixie having some struggles with the officials. Schreiner trying to post up, gets his second personal foul, and suddenly things are tipping in North Idaho's favor. Turnover by Dixie, 54-51. Neil Roberts wants the timeout. Timeout, Dixie, North Idaho by three. Bell trying to get it to Schreiner. Schreiner against Williams. Banks at home. Schreiner went up over Williams and now has 12 points. That gets the margin to one, and Dixie will have to put the clamps on. Rimblert against Henry. Henry. Rimblert almost carries the basketball. Rimblert into forecourt. The pass goes to the baseline to Nillis. Jump pass goes to Williams. Turnaround right-hander. Good. And Kevin Williams makes it a three-point ball game again. 56-53, North Idaho. At the angle to Brent Wade. Wade looks for help, trying to find somebody in deep. Underneath, gets it to Dan Bell instead in the corner. Bell out in front to Ricky Henry, to Brent Wade. Wade at the point. Bounce pass goes to Ricky Henry, trying to find Shiner underneath. It goes to Parrish instead. Parrish leads in, driving right-hander, and they call a foul. They call on Parrish, I believe, after. He dissed off the pass, and Parrish now has three personal fouls. It seems conspicuous now that not too many fouls going against North Idaho. And Dixie getting a lot of them. Part of that is Dixie looking a little flat offensively, shooting-wise. North Idaho with a three-point lead, 56-53. Out in front it comes to Nillis. Nillis wants to make the move. At the angle it goes to Phillips. Underneath it goes to Rimbler, back to Phillips. Jump shot up, too long. Rebound. Rimbler took it away from Henry. Henry puts it up and misses. Rebound. Battle for on the floor. Williams has it. Henry has it. And they call the jump ball. It's out of bounds to North Idaho. Rimbler went high to get the rebound. And Rimbler, who is dramatic. North Idaho Cardinals with a chance to get a bigger margin. They have the three-point advantage, and that matches the widest margin Dixie's had. Dixie looking frustrated. A lot of what Dixie could do on defense has been taken away by the foul trouble. The pressure has not been as tight as Dixie normally puts on guard-wise, and that's because of some foul trouble. Inbound, Henry gets the foul. Henry now has four personal fouls. And Bryant may be shooting one-on-one. Let's double-check. That's the 17th foul, and Bryant will shoot one and one. And North Idaho has everything going their way right now. 56-53. 10:38 left in the ball game, and Dixie starting to see this one slip away with some help. 56-53 North Idaho. Bryant shot good. Bryant with 10 points off the bench has been a spark plug. Dixie now down by four, 57-53. Second shot, Bryant, good. 58-53, five-point lead by North Idaho. That matches Dixie's widest margin. Just a little over 10 minutes, 10 and a half minutes left in the ballgame. 2-3 zone remains by North Idaho. Wade looks for help. Bounce pass goes to Parrish. At the baseline, it goes to Bell. Out in front to Brent Wade. Wade at the free throw line, leans in, dumps the pass off to Bell for two, and Dixie gets the layup. Dixie had to work hard, and Bell has 4 points. Rimblert against Henry, a question of which guards foul out first. Rimblert almost loses the ball, gets to the high post to Nillis, at the angle to Phillips, cross-court pass to Rimblert, back to Nillis against Parrish, ball knocked away into the hands of Rimblert. Rimblert against Henry, jump pass underneath goes to Williams, turnaround right-hander, no good. High for the rebound is Dan Bell. Dixie gets position. Dixie trails by three, 58-55, and Dixie trying to get something going offensively. Wade at the point. Bounce pass at the angle goes to Henry. Back out in front to Brent Wade. Reed, free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound Parrish. Bangs it up and no good. Rebound Schreiner. Head fake. Puts it up. It's blocked. There's a foul. And that may be on Rimblert. If it is, no correction. That's on Williams. Williams picks up his first personal foul. And Schreiner will shoot two. Timeout called by North Idaho with 9:34 left. 58-55. North Idaho back in 60 seconds.
Fresh goodness and country charm atmosphere. It comes home to you at the Sugarloaf. Anytime, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In the tradition of a fine country kitchen, the Sugarloaf sparkles with brass, and the aroma of fresh baked bread fills the air. To us, homemade means fresh made daily, just the way you like it. The Sugarloaf. Have you tried us lately?
Lucky you. Just in time for that brand new house you're building or that remodeling job, Jones Paint and Glass has reduced the price on all aluminum and bronze anodized thermal pane sliding windows. All standard sizes have been greatly reduced. Now there's thousands of windows available, but you ought to order now while the supplies last. Jones Paint and Glass, your helper when remodeling your building comes your way. Go to Jones Paint and Glass for glass, paint, wallpaper, and all related supplies. Jones Paint and Glass at 596 East Tabernacle.
58-55, North Idaho with the three-point lead. They led by five, 58-53, as they outscored Dixie 12-2. Shot by Schreiner. Good, and Schreiner has hit three straight. Schreiner off the bench has 13 points on the night. 58-56, Kreiner's second shot, good, and Dixie has brought it back within one, 58-57. Abraham Parrish, having a terrible night, has had 8 points in the first half and has yet to score in the second. Rimblard against Henry, each with four personal fouls. Down the sidelines, it goes to Nillis against Parrish. Indeed, it goes to Williams, turnaround right-hander, partially deflected by Kreiner, taken out of the air by Henry. Henry to bring it into forecourt. Dixie with a chance to take the lead. Parrish in the lane, running right-hander, short, rebound, batted around, taken by Nillis. Lead pass comes to Rimblard against Henry, lays it up and in. Rimblard with points number 9 and 10, and suddenly it's a three-point lead again, 60-57 with 9 minutes left in the game. Wade looked for help. Bounce pass goes to Parrish. Parrish into the corner. Bounce pass intended for Kreiner, kicked out of bounds by Nillis. And North Idaho being much more active on defense in that 2-3 zone, clogging the middle much more than they did last night against Snow. 60-57. If Dixie's waiting for North Idaho to crumble under the pressure, they have not and do not show signs of it at this point. Looking much more fresh tonight than they did last night against Snow. Henry out in front, it goes to Brett Wade. Both teams actually gearing for this ball game more than they were for their first-round opponents. Parrish, cross-court pass to Henry in the lane. Henry loses the ball, picked up by Phillips. Jump ball called. It's out of bounds to North Idaho, and maybe a break for Dixie. Henry reaching in may have had the foul. Phillips getting a warning from the official after being dramatic in his protest. Out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. Dixie trails by three, 60-57. Bell to inbound, does so to Kreiner in the lane, puts it up, banks it, it holds on the rim and goes. Kreiner has the basket, back within two, but within one, 60-59. Bryant to bring the ball up court against Brett Wade. A lot of foul trouble on everybody, and Stevenson's gone for the night for Dixie. Rimblard, top of the key, jump shot, up and good, and Rimblard, streak shooter, has the hot streak tonight. 3-point lead again, 62-59. Henry into forecourt. Goes to Brad Wade. Wade looks for help. Wade at the point. On the left side, it goes to Parrish. Leans in, can't get the shot away. Phillips with a tight defense goes to Bell. Bell trying to find Parrish. Finally gets it to Ricky Henry, who comes out to meet the basketball. Dixie's motion offense not running that well. At the angle, it goes to Parrish. Parrish wants to make the move in the lane, can't get the shot away. To Bell, trying to get it back to Parrish. Bell cannot. Out in front, it goes to Wade. Wade at the top of the key. Looks for help. Jump shot from the top of the key. Good. Brent Wade drills it. Wade, who has struggled with his shooting for a while, brings it back within one, 62-61. Rimblard against Henry, streaking up court. Ball lost. Taken by Ricky Henry. Outlet pass comes to Parrish, who lays it up and in. And Parrish has his first basket of the second half. 10 points, and Dixie has the lead, 63-62, with 7:16 left. Henry against Rimbler. Suddenly, Rimbler picked up by Wade. Double team. Ball dribbled away by Parrish, and they call the foul on who? On Rimblard or Parrish? It may be on Rimblard. No, it's on Parrish. And that's Parrish and Rimblard battling for the basketball, and suddenly Parrish has four. Parrish put his arm around the official and talked to him. Tough call, and some of the fans starting to boo that one. Four personal fouls on Parrish and virtually the entire Dixie team in foul trouble. Steve Kreiner and Dan Bell, the only two out of the seven players with less than three personals. And Rimbler to shoot 1-1. First shot up and good. Ties the ball game at 63 with 7:09 left. And North Idaho not cracking under the pressure. North Idaho receiving the challenge. 24 straight home court wins. Trying to make it 25. Shot good. North Idaho with a 1-point lead again. Into the lineup comes Spedler to sit down as Jerry Rimblard. With four personal fouls, that takes care of some more of North Idaho's foul problems. Ben Meyer, the big kid, the 6'11 kid, sitting on the bench with four. Robert Maxwell back into the lineup. The bounce pass and center for Kreiner. Knocked away, picked up by Bryant. Bryant against Maxwell. Jump shot over Maxwell. Good! And North Idaho unbelievably hot. 3-point lead again, 66-63. Maxwell and Henry doing the duty in backcourt. Maxwell to try to get the offense moving again. Kreiner comes out to a high post. To Parrish, back to Maxwell at the point. Left side, it goes to Henry. Henry, left alone, doesn't take the shot. Backing away from trouble. Out in front, it goes to Bell, to Robert Maxwell. 66-63, North Idaho. Maxwell to Parrish in the lane. Makes the move. Right hands it up. No good. Dixie can't get a basket. Rebound, Nillis. They call a foul on who? Kreiner. referee, foul call going against Dixie. It's a one-sided match right now with the officials. And Schreiner has three. 6:23 left in the ball game, and North Idaho out by three and has the officials going their way. At the free throw line, John Nillis to shoot 1-1, but Dixie having problems with their shooting. Dixie came back to take the lead after trailing by five. North Idaho trying to make it a five-point lead again. Nillis shot no good. High for the rebound as Henry almost committed the goal stand. Rebound to Henry, to Maxwell, back to Ricky Henry. Back out in front to Maxwell. Free throw line right side to Parrish. Parrish trying to find somebody to pass it to. Gets it to Maxwell. Back to Parrish. Parrish can't be that cold all night. To Bell underneath. Muscle shot. They call the foul. And that will go to Williams. Bell will shoot two. And finally, a foul called on North Idaho. Let's see if the momentum changes at all. Bell to shoot a couple with 6:04 left in the game. Dixie looking totally frustrated by the foul situation. Bell to shoot a couple. Dixie trying to dodge the bullet and come away with a victory. They want the trip to Arizona. Shot by Bell. No good. Dixie still trails by three. Bell with 4 points on the night. Dan Bell needs the free throw. Shot up and good. And Bell brings it back within two. 66-64. Double team pressure in backcourt. Pass comes to Fettler. Suddenly it's a 3-on-2 and Fettler holds up. North Idaho with the basketball. Leading by two. 66-64. At the angle it goes to Nillis. Nillis looks for help. Nillis trying to find somebody against Parrish. Back out in front to Bryant. Everybody playing in foul trouble. Only Bell with two, not in foul trouble. Phillips out away from the basket. Backing away from trouble. At the angle it goes to Steve Fettler. Fettler against Henry. Makes the drive. Can't get the shot away. To Bryant in the corner. Jump shot over the basket. Rebound Parrish. Parrish comes flying out. Parrish. Hook pass on the angle. Goes to Schreiner and they call the foul on whom? On Fettler or on Parrish? It may be on Fettler. Let's see. Fettler may have his fourth, or do they call it on Parrish? They call it on Parrish. Parrish has been taken out of the ball game. Parrish ran over Fettler, and Parrish is gone with 5:25 left, and Dixie in big trouble. The officials have taken it away from Dixie. 66-64, and Fettler to shoot 1-1, 4-for-7 on the night. Parrish, having a downright terrible night offensively, has been taken right out of the ball game, and Josh Bergen ready to come in. North Idaho not cracking. Parrish has been taken out of the ball game. Parrish trying to force the fast break, and Dan Bell now talking to the officials. The officials have taken Dixie right out of the ball game. Any hope right at this point, and Dixie's going to have to tough it out against two officials also. Josh Bergen into the lineup for the first time. And Fettler to the free throw line. Two things working against Dixie, and one of which is the hot shooting of North Idaho. The second thing is the foul trouble. Fettler shot good. 3-point lead, North Idaho. 67-64 with 5:25 left. And Abraham Parrish and Brent Stevenson on the bench with five personal fouls each. Fettler hits the free throws. 68-64. Dixie has to make up a 4-point disadvantage. Schreiner now goes to a forward and Bell underneath. Maxwell to Henry. Back out in front it goes to Robert Maxwell. To Steve Schreiner. Schreiner back out at the point to Robert Maxwell. Dixie looking for help to Ricky Henry. Two freshmen on the floor at the same time. That's rare for Dixie. Baseline jump shot. Schreiner, good. Foul underneath will be apparently on Fettler. So a chance for the 4-point play. Will Schreiner's basket count? The basket is good. The foul is on Fettler, and that's four. And is it a 1-1 situation? It may only be the sixth personal, 16th foul, so that means it'd be out of bounds to Dixon. Or is Bell at the free throw line to shoot 1-1? Meyer back into the lineup with four personals. Schreiner has seven baskets, 4-for-4 from the free throw line, and Dan Bell to shoot 1-1, and a chance to tie with 4:59 left. Bell shot up and good. Dan Bell with some pressure free throw shooting brings it back within one, 68-67. Dixie will have to tough it out. Without Parrish, without Stevenson for the rest of the game. Bell shot up, good. Bell has tied it at 68. 7 points on the night and full court pressure again. Fedler in backcourt. Being challenged by Henry. Down the sideline, pass stolen by Henry. Henry against Fedler to the basket, ball knocked away. Foul will be on Fedler. That is five. Fedler is gone with 4:46 left in the game. Fedler with a basket. 5 for 7 from the free throw line, and suddenly the tide is officiating and starting to turn towards Dixie. Dixie getting a couple of breaks with official calls. 68-68 tie, and Henry to shoot a couple and give Dixie the lead if he can get both or either one. Henry, shot good. Henry now 4 for 7 from the free throw line. Dixie leads by one, 69-68, with 4:46 left. Jerry Rimbler back into the lineup, also with foul trouble. Henry shot is up, soft and good, and Henry has given Dixie a 2-point lead, 70-68. 4:45 left in the game. Bryant into forecourt, who has played a superb ball game for North Idaho. Bryant in deep, it goes to Meyer. Meyer double team, back out in front, it comes to Phillips. To the point, it goes to John Nillis. Right side, it comes to Rimbler. Rimbler wants to make the move, the pass intended for Bryant. Bryant loses it, but picks it up again. To Nillis at the angle. Dixie trying to combine against Meyer. There's a foul underneath, and it may be against Bell. Bell has three. And shooting, apparently, will be Phillips. Bell now has three personal fouls, and the war of attrition may be taking place. Dixie has lost two. Their top two ball players, scoring-wise, Stevenson and Parrish. 70-68, Phillips shooting free throws. Phillips playing with three. Rimbler playing with four. Meyer playing with four. Shot by Phillips. Short, but hangs and falls. And Phillips has 11 points. 70-69, Alan Phillips, a young man from Vancouver, British Columbia. Been a stalwart for North Idaho all year and had a hot 10-point first half. Gets his first point in the second, trying to tie the ball game from the free throw line. Phillips' shot is up and good. And Phillips has tied the ball game at 70. Out of bounds to Dixie. Henry, Maxwell, and Burgett. And Maxwell to dribble the ball into forecourt. At the angle, it goes to Steve Schreiner. Underneath to Burgett. Pass deflected back to Schreiner in the corner. Jump shot. Good! Steve Schreiner. Schreiner taking over the offensive load, has 20 points on the night, 72-70. Rimbler into forecourt against Henry. Bounce pass. Deflected by Henry. Touched last. By who? Or do they call a foul on Henry? They call a foul on Henry, and Henry is gone. With 4:01 left in the game. Henry fouls out with two field goals. 5 for 7 from the free throw line, and Brent Wade back into the lineup. Shooting 1-1 will be North Idaho, 72-70. North Idaho. Henry trying to bat the ball away. The official said he got the wrist. At the free throw line, Alan Phillips to shoot 1-1. Phillips has just completed 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Shot is up and soft. No good. Rebound, Bergen. Dixie with that 2-point lead, 72-70, 3:56 left. Timeout, Dixie. Do you look for the stall? We'll wait and see. Back in 60 seconds. Will Dixie play keep away? North Idaho extending out their defense. More to a man-to-man now. To Brent Wade, North Idaho to go man-to-man defense. Wade with the basketball. And Paul Bryant, Wade down the sidelines to Schreiner. Dixie. Now North Idaho slips back into what looks to be more of a 2-3 zone. At the angle, it goes to Schreiner. Out in front to Brent Wade. Wade with the basketball. Dixie may try to nurse that clock. 3:28 left in the ball game. Foul will go to Paul Bryant. Blocking foul, and Brent Wade will shoot free throws. Wade to the free throw line. Dixie may have to win it from the free throw line if they're going to win it tonight. Dixie with a 2-point lead, 72-70. Dixie wants the trip to Arizona, but they have to get by a very tough North Idaho ball club. North Idaho has not cracked. Dixie has not been able to apply the pressure they normally do, but North Idaho has not cracked. The shot short, Rebound off the hands of Bergen and taken by Rimbler. So Wade misses the front end of the one-on-one. North Idaho with a chance to tie. Dixie. Long pass goes to the high post to Phillips. They want Meyer to Rimbler. Baseline jump shot. Rimbler short. Rebound. Gosh, Bergen. Key rebound. Bergen with a sticky hand. And Robert Maxwell with the basketball. With 3:03 left in the game. Maxwell against Rimbler. Maxwell backing away from trouble. Maxwell still with the basketball. To Brent Wade. Back to Robert Maxwell. Wade has just missed the front end of a 1-1. Dixie with a narrow 2-point lead. 72-70. And Dixie to play a little keep away. Trying to draw North Idaho out to Steve Schreiner, back to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell to Schreiner, back to Maxwell. 2:07 left in the game. Maxwell to Schreiner at the angle. Dixie may be forced to shoot free throws the rest of the night. Maxwell with the basketball. At the angle, it goes to Steve Schreiner. Two freshmen out there, Schreiner and Bergen. Maxwell with the basketball again, and Bergen getting some work under pressure. Back to Maxwell. 2:18 left in the game at Dixie. To play some keep away. Down the sidelines it goes to Schreiner. Back out in front it comes to Maxwell. Maxwell against Rimbler. Double team. Cross-court pass goes to Wade. And Wade to hang on to it. 2:05 left in the game. Wade, double pass goes to Maxwell. Maxwell, double team, gets the pass back to Wade. Dixie wants the layup. Wade back to Maxwell at midcourt. At the angle it goes to Wade. Wade looks for help. Wade, bounce pass to Maxwell. Gets it away from Bryant. Bryant went for the steal. 1:47 left. Bryant chasing Maxwell to Brent Wade. Wade starts to make the penetration. Double team on Wade with the basketball. Bryant almost commits the foul. Gets it to Maxwell. Wade gets the pass to Maxwell. 1:34 left. Maxwell, as the clamp trying to be applied, Maxwell bounce pass goes to Wade. Back to Maxwell. The two guards playing catch. 1:25 left in the game. 72-70 Dixie. And North Idaho to extend some pressure. Maxwell to Wade, playing keep away. Into the corner it goes to Schreiner. Schreiner double team, looks for help, gets it to Wade. Wade comes out on the fast dribble. Cross-court pass goes to Maxwell. Dixie has to be careful against the offensive foul, too. Double team on Maxwell, pass goes to Bell, and there's a foul. Is it on Bryant or on Rimbler? It may be on Bryant, and that's number three. Timeout, North Idaho, with 1:06 left, and Maxwell to go to the free throw line. 72-70, Dixie back in 60 seconds. 2-point lead, 72-70. Henry, Parrish, and Stevenson, the top three scorers on the sidelines with fouls. Maxwell to shoot 1-1, the best free throw shooter for Dixie. Maxwell leads the first to get the second. First, good. Dixie by three. Dixie is led by five. North Idaho is led by five. Right now, Dixie with a 3-point lead and 1:06 left. Dixie in deep foul trouble has lost three players. North Idaho has lost Steve Fedler. Shot Maxwell, good, and Dixie leads by four. And the 90% free throw shooter has hit four straight. Maxwell on the night, 18 points. Rimbler almost commits the travel at the angle it goes to Nillis. North Idaho under 1 minute, 55 seconds left. Bryant under pressure, puts up the jump shot and hits it. Bryant brings it back within two, and Dixie will play keep away again. Bryant with 12 points in the half. Maxwell into forecourt. 74-72 Dixie, 39 seconds left. Back to Maxwell. Maxwell, triple team, looks for help, trying to divide the defense. The pass goes to Bergen, and they call a travel on Maxwell. Unbelievable. Maxwell is fouled as he tries to pass, and they call the travel. Inbound comes to North Idaho. 74-72, 30 seconds left in the game. Rimbler, at the angle it goes to Bryant. They're looking for the big kid. They want Meyer. Meyer and Bergen. Bryant leans in, right-hander up. No, no good. Rebound, Bell. Hangs on the rim and will not fall. Bell, will he be fouled? They call the foul on Nillis, and Bell to shoot free throws. 13 seconds left, and John Nillis. Bryant came within an inch of having that shot go down. It dipped in and came right back out, and Dan Bell and Bergen got the rebound. Bergen almost got the foul as he was blocking out Meyer. Bell to shoot 1-1. 13 seconds left. Dixie leads by two. 74-72. Bell missed his first free throw. Has hit three straight in a pressure 1-1 situation. Dan Bell needs the first to get the second. 13 seconds left. Dan Bell, shot is good. Dan Bell. 8 points on the night in Dixie. Avery and Parrish, Ricky Henry and Brent Stevenson, the entire bench standing and cheering. 75-72 Dixie. 13 seconds left. Dan Bell, second shot, good! Dan Bell has 4 points from the free, five straight free throws. 76-72, Bryant baseline jump shot, good! With 7 seconds left, North Idaho wants the timeout. 7 seconds left. Let's take a quick 60-second break. Let's make it a 30. A 30-second break and right back. Before, there will be people lying all over the gym from heart failure on this one. Timeout by North Idaho. Dixie has the narrow 2-point lead, and Paul Bryant off the bench has been heroic. 14 points in the second half. Bryant has not missed. On the night, 17 points in a reserve role. Dixie leads by a narrow 2 points, 76-74, and you almost have to bet that Dixie's going to shoot free throws again. 5 seconds left, they say. We had 7 on the clock, but they say 5 on the clock right now, and Dixie has 5 seconds to nurse. Bell to inbound to Maxwell. Maxwell will be fouled by Rimblers, and that should be 5. 1 second off the clock. Rimbler fouls out of the ball game. 5 personals, and Maxwell will shoot 1-1. With 5 seconds left, Rimblert, who has knuckled down and played an outstanding game tonight, finishes with 6 field goals, 2-for-3 from the free throw line, and a total of 14 points. Into the lineup comes Kevin Williams. Dixie back, 4 seconds left. Maxwell to shoot 1-1. Needs the first to get the second. Timeout called by North Idaho again with 4 seconds left. 76-74, Dixie. 30-second break, and we'll be right back. 4 seconds left is hit 4 straight free throws. Maxwell at the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Dixie trying to win it from the free throw line. They've had a struggle. Midway through the second half, it seemed like every foul call was going against Dixie. Dixie has everyone in foul trouble. Not a ball player, except for Josh Bergen, who has played, has less than 3 personals. 3 players are lost. North Idaho has some foul trouble. 2 men still in trouble on the floor, and they just lost their second man of the night. Maxwell needs the first to get the second. 1-1 situation. 4 seconds left. 76-74. Robert Maxwell under pressure. The shot. Good. Robert Maxwell. 5 straight points. And Dixie wants the trip to Arizona. 77-74. Dixie with a 3-point lead and maybe dodging the bullet. Suddenly smiles along the sidelines. Maxwell, good! Maxwell has given Dixie a 4-point lead. North Idaho, long jump shot, Phillips short. That's the end of the ball game. Dixie wins the Region 18 championship. Dixie wins 78-74, and pandemonium on the Dixie bench. They are hugging each other. Rob Gentry, one ball player, gets away from the hug-a-thon to come over and shake hands with the North Idaho players. Dixie with a 78-74 victory, and the Rebels have dodged the bullet. Let's take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back with some post-game activities. Back into
all real estate.
The different colleges are being called to the scorer's table. The Snow College team, which came by bus and has a long trip back, remained to cheer for Dixie. And much of the CSI ball club also remained for the half until the half. To cheer, and it seemed like the CSI players were cheering for Dixie also. But Dixie came up with a victory, 78-74, and Dixie will meet the winner of Mesa College and Eastern Arizona next week, either Friday or Saturday night, wherever the champion is, either in Thatcher or in Mesa Community College. We'll be there to bring you that broadcast next week, either Friday or Saturday. Dixie goes to the Nationals. That bi-regional is the first round of the national championship. And so for the third time in Coach Neil Roberts' career, he's been able to take a team to the national championship into the final 22. The third region championship, the first region 18 championship for Dixie. Now let's see if we can pick up some of the announcements. We'll pause here and listen to the announcement situation.
I think the audience should show their appreciation to all 4 teams. I have been involved with several regional tournaments in the past few years, and I would have to say this is the highest quality team that we've ever had in Region 18.
and I think I would have to concur. Dixie, Snow, College of Southern Idaho, and North Idaho College, a combined 104 and 14 record coming into this tournament. Snow winning in the third place. PSI finishing fourth, North Idaho second, and Dixie first.
That this tournament has been a tremendous success financially, and most important of all, the fans in Cookie County, North Idaho, have made this tournament a total success, and I think they're the greatest fans in the United States.
Okay, the fans for North Idaho who are in this game all night get a round of applause, and they deserve it. North Idaho, Dixie had to overcome a stretch of officiating in the second half where everything seemed to go against Dixie. Constant foul trouble. Now the award situation.
Ladies and gentlemen, the vice chairperson of the North Idaho College Board of Trustees, Beverly Beeman.
Beverly Beeman of North Idaho College. About to be introduced. Hopefully we'll be able to get Coach Neil Roberts up after this award presentation and maybe a couple of the ball players. The free throw shooting the difference tonight. Robert Maxwell and Dan Bell down the road.
The second place trophy for this tournament is to one of the most outstanding gentlemen in athletics today. He has coached at North Idaho College for 24 years. He's in the top 10 most winning coaches in the NJCAA. He is our own coach and very important. All those 24 years, he showed nothing but the greatest integrity to the highest class. Let's show our appreciation to the coach of North Idaho College Cardinals, Rolly Williams.
Rolly Williams. Former University of Idaho basketball star who stayed in this area to coach at Coeur d'Alene, North Idaho College, 24 years. Receives the second place trophy in the North Idaho ball club, raises it. Disappointed and yet proud at the same time. Nine players.
28
and second place medals, the little plaque for each of the ball players for North Idaho, being presented right now. Before we get to the all-tournament team, let's take a two-minute break. The final score, Dixie 78, North Idaho 74. We'll take a two-minute break and be back with the all-tournament team. Back in 2 minutes.
Win with the winner. Shop at Tri-State Office Supply, where their business is to help your business. From pens and paper to chairs and desks, you are guaranteed the highest quality. At Tri-State, they carry a large office supply inventory, but in the event they don't have what you need, they'll be happy to get it for you. See Tri-State Office Supply soon, the friendly office supply store, where their business is to help your business.
Right now, you can save in a big way at Bradshaw Ford and RV when you purchase a new Ford Tempo, Mercury Topaz, or Ford Ranger pickup. Just when you thought interest rates would never come down, Bradshaw Ford can put you in a new Tempo, Topaz, or Ranger with 8.8% financing. Now, that's what I call a traveling companion. I've been trying out the new Topaz and the Ranger, and all you have to do is try one out or try a Tempo on for size to be convinced. All of that quality available at 8.8% financing at Bradshaw Ford at RV. Osco Drug, formerly Skaggs Drug Center in St. George, is loaded with money-saving buys. Check the Spectrum supplement for many buys, including a West Clox alarm clock with dependable accuracy for just $3.99. Best sulfate of ammonia for rapid growth and rich green color, just $2.33. And a Murray 20-inch power lawnmower at a $32 savings. You pay only $117.99. This week at Osco Drug.
Well, it's that time of year again. Basketball time, when you can just feel the excitement. Capco Petroleum Incorporated and the Arco C-Mart stores located at all three interchanges in...
Dan Bell, Ricky Henry, Robert Maxwell, who hit pressure free throws to help win a predicting. Josh Bergen, who got a couple of key rebounds coming down the wire. Jay Clark, Darren Williams, having a little bit of a knee injury, but not going to play tonight. Brent Stevenson, who struggled in this tournament, had a great first half, though. Lyndon DeYoung, Rob Gentry, Abraham Parrish, and Steve Schreiner. Dan Bell and Robert Maxwell hit the pressure free throw. And now, Alton Wade, the president of Dixie College, is coming forward. And Alton Wade, let's see what President Wade will be doing.
Seriously,
if we can pick up President Wade.
Our fans down at St. George, what we call Utah and Dixie, we would like to thank you for your kindness, your hospitality, the people who have taken care of us here have been tremendous. I think I speak on behalf of Coach Roberts to say this is probably the finest conducted tournament we've ever played in, sort of a national, and we're delighted and honored to represent this region at the Arizona region, and we hope we can win there and go on and represent all of us and all of you at the Nationals. We think we have a team that can win the National Championship. And I would like to say to the North Idaho players and the coach, what a tremendous team you have. It's too bad. It's really sad, actually, that we have away in the NJCA where an at-large team to be selected, because these two teams both ought to be going to the Nationals, and I say that sincerely. Thank you, Mr. Stewart, and to my very good friend, Barry Shuler, President. I look forward to working with you. I hope that this little, very, very short victory will not create any problems. Thank you very much. 78-74,
Dixie with the victory. That's President Wade and his statement. In response to Dixie's victory tonight, once again, Dixie will be playing either Friday or Saturday night. Now the presentation.
The rules of our region is a selection of the Region 8 team from this tournament.
The Region 8 team from this tournament.
Because of that, on the catcher ballot at the end of the game, you can see why, because it went down to where.
The all-tournament team. Let's see if we can pick this up.
The entire team, the five players for this tournament. In addition to that, we will announce the most valuable player of this tournament and then, of course, the coach of the year for Region 18.
Okay, the honors about the
speak to it in just a moment.
We're waiting
I'd
for
also
the,
like to announce to you
the announcement. Dixie,
this presentation,
coming up with the victory
having
tonight.
Reception in honor of all
Let's
of
go to the final scoring totals. First of all, for North Idaho, Kevin Williams came into the ballgame and hit a basket for two. The man off the bench that really helped North Idaho was Paul Bryant. Came in off the bench, had 7 field goals, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, 17 points, 14 of those in the second half. Among the starters, Steve Fettler fouled out with 4:46 left. First team all-region, Fettler with a field goal, 5 for 7 from the free throw line, a total of 7 points on the night. Rimblert, Jerry Rimblert fouled out. Outstanding night for Rimblert. After a so-so night last night, Rimblert fouled out with 5 seconds left, 6 field goals, 2 for 3 from the free throw line, a total of 14 points. John Nillis, a field goal, 1 for 4 from the free throw line, 3 points. Alan Phillips, 5 field goals, 2 for 3 from the free throw line, a total of 12 points. Sven Meyer, 7 field goals, 5 for 7 from the free throw line, a total of 19 points, 4 men in double figures again for North Idaho. For Dixie College off the bench, Josh Bergen played, got some key rebounds but did not score. Brent Wade, 2 field goals, missed his only free throw, a total of 4 points on the night. Also off the bench, Steve Schreiner, super night, 8 field goals, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, and a total of 20 points for Steve Schreiner, a part of the heart and soul
Ladies
of this 60 team tonight.
I have with me the
guards, Ricky Henry fouled out with 4:01 left in the game, 2 field goals.